The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Altiyu Kavadim Hamishamshim Esarav Amanasko Kabel Pras. Don't be those people, those servants who serve the master for the sake of receiving reward. Elakavi Kavadim Hamishamshim Esarav Shelo Amanasko Kabel Pras. You should do it not for the sake of reward. Let the fear of God be upon you. So it's clear the Mishnah says you shouldn't do things for the reward. Obviously, the high, not that it's better to do the things for reward than not doing them at all, but better, the higher level is you should do it, serve your master with shame shamayim, not because you want the reward, because you want to do the right thing. So Tosus is brought it in Pesachim and Avches Amar Aleph. The Gemara tells us someone says Omes Elazu with tzedakah. Someone says I'm going to give this amount to tzedakah. Amanas sheyichyu bini. Apparently the son is child is sick. I'm going to give tzedakah on the condition that my child gets better. My son gets better. Okay, so you're giving tzedakah. That's okay. But what is, but then it says, Areza Tzadik Gamor. It says, do the greatest, you're a Tzadik Gamor. So we just finished saying in Tosfos, yes, in Pirkei Avos, it says, the higher level is, be Kavanah Hashem Rav Shalom Anasu Kabel Pras. So how could you be a Tzadik Gamor if you're giving it, you're not giving it L'Shem Shamayim, you're giving it to L'Shem Sheyechya Benit. How do we reconcile the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos with the Gemara in Pesachim? That's Tosfos there. So different Achronim give different answers. So Rav Shlomo Kluger points out this Svei Dinim, the two Dinim here. There is the actual mitzvah of giving tzedakah, and on the individual. So he points out that, of course, regarding Lagabi, the din of tzedakah, the Mishnah doesn't say Harei Zet Tzedakah Gemura. It says Harei Zet Tzadik Gomer. It's going on the individual, not on the act of Nesina Tzedakah. As the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, it's a Hayah Madrega to give tzedakah or to serve your master. Shelo Amanasu Kabel Pras. So that's not the highest level of tzedakah. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is right. But Harei Zet Tzadik Gomer is going on the Gavra. If you're giving tzedakah, you believe so much in the discourse of tzedakah that it's going to bring a refuah shlema, so then that makes you a tzadik gomer. But tzadik gomer is going on the gavra, not the chefson. If it's not going against the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, which is talking about in general, you should do mitzvahs l'shem shamayim. But in terms of the gavra, you believe so much, that's how Rav Shlomo Kluger learned. Other achronim learned, I think it's the Magli Tzedek, others, that's more on they focus on the language. Harei Zu versus Harei Alai. They're different. There's Nedirs and Nedava. So the basic difference is if you say Harei Halai, let's say you pledged something to Hektish and it got lost or stolen, doesn't make a difference. You still have Chayeb Achrayas because you just said, I'm going to bring it in general. But when you say Harei Zu, you designate this specific animal and this animal gets lost, so then that's it. There's no obligation later to bring anything else. And we know, so in general, we try to avoid taking a neder. Why? As the Gemara tells us, Pa'avon Nedarim, because of the sin in Nedarim, Mesim, your children die. So the effort one has to be very careful, press not to take a neder at all. But if you have to, make sure that's why we always say the custom saying Bli Neder afterwards. But since the Chazal tell us, it's a grave sin to violate a neder, so one has to be very careful. So that's what the Gemara is saying in Pesachim. A person saying Harei Selazu, it's on the lashon of Selazu versus Selalai, Harei Alai. So therefore, this person, you know why this person's inside the Gemara? Because he's very careful, he's taking the right neder. He's saying Harei Zu and not Harei Alai, and therefore, that's what it means. Amanashe Yechbe B'ni. Not that you're actually praying that your son's going to die is, let's say your son is healthy, but what it means to say is, I'm not going to make a neder that I'm not going to keep, and then it'll cause the death of my child. So of course everyone agrees, you give tzedakah l'shem shamayim. Here the focus is on that, on the avon nedarim, your children would die, so I'm doing it harei zu instead of harei alai. That's how some explain it. A third explanation is that it says haomer sela zu. It says you say this sela is I'm giving this sela to yechia bini, but in other words, was the case with one of the gedolim where he always used to give matan b'seser. He gave secretly. Some people have a minug; they don't announce. Some shuls announce it because they figure if you announce it, people will give more. People will give, but different minhagim. Some people have a minug not to announce. But one time in the case where, like the Rav Shul, he always did not announce this. He did it privately. But this one time, he announced his neder publicly. So this is a big tumult. What's going on here? He never does it. So they spoke to him and they said, you know why? Because my kids were here. And I want to see. You hear a lot of times, especially after someone, whether it's your kids or someone else, after a person passes away, you realize, wow, what a good person he was. All the tzedakah he gave, all the chesed, no one even knew about it. Which is a good thing. But it's also not such a good thing if it's your own children, meaning you have to have a fine balance between gaiva and anava, but your kids should know something. You want to be able to have mashpia to influence your kids. So that's what it means. Of course, you give tzedakah l'shem shamayim, but this was l'shem shamayim. Amanasha yechshe b'ni, that my children should follow in the ways and give tzedakah and do mitzvahs properly. So it says a omer, he just announced it. That wasn't the reason, he wasn't giving the tzedakah because of that. There wasn't anyone sick, let's say, but he wanted to make sure his children continued to live al pi Torah and mitzvahs, and therefore sometimes you can't do everything privately. There has to be a balance, and sometimes you have to do some acts of tzedakah or acts of chesed publicly so your kids could learn from you and follow in their ways. And a fourth explanation, they say over in the name of Rav Mordechai Benet, that what's the pshat? Again, also, haray, omer, they had no saying, this is a omer, what is a omer? That, let's say, I think there was one of the gedolim who used to leave, I don't know if it was wood or you could fill in the blanks, he left something in front of his house, in his front yard, in front of the door, so when an ani came, he said, oh, quickly, thank you, I need this, could you bring this in, or could you take this out? And therefore, he wanted the ani to feel like he's doing him the favor. Thank you so much, you've moved my wood, I need it over there. So Rabbi Mordechai Benet says, the pshat here is a omer. The person doesn't have a sick son, the whole thing is made up. But he wants it to be that he doesn't want a mitzayer of the ani, he wants a mitzah. He wants to mahana the ani. He doesn't want the ani to feel bad like he's taking a handout. There's nothing worse. He feels so bad, he's taking a handout. He wants him to feel that he's doing him the favor. And that's what it means. So Omer, he says, thank God, I've been looking. My son's sick. My child's sick. I have to give tzedakah. I couldn't find an ani. Thank God you were here. Let me give you more. So therefore, you're making the ani feel good. So that's what it means, Omer. Harezet tzadikomer. If you're concerned about the feelings of the ani, and you give it away to mahana the ani, then you're a tzadikomer. And then with this, we can understand, it says, by the Beis HaMikdash, by David HaMelech couldn't do it, because he needed l'shmi, or by the Mishkan, v'yichu li trum ali l'shmi. Why dafka there? We see why specifically there, when he building the Beis HaMikdash, or giving to the Mishkan. It's because by an ani, even if it doesn't have to be Lilushmi, the Ikar is to mahana the ani, to make the ani feel good. And as we as the Sufi writes, if $20 falls out of your pocket and he picks it up, you get the mitzvah of tzedakah, because it's not the maisa, it's the result. I love it when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, God does, God's not, you're not giving God stuff, he doesn't need anything, you're not Mahana God. So therefore what? So what's the only thing you have is the maisa. You got to show God you're giving him your ratzon. So we wish me, in contrast to tzedakah, where you say you're a tzadik gomer if you make the ani feel like he's doing you a favor. That's a tzadik gomer. When it comes to ben adam l'makom, giving to the mishkan and the mikdash, it's we wish me. And that's why David couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash, because he had too much, he had the love for Klai Yisrael too much in mind, fighting all the wars, and could be in the back of his mind, he was, great, we have a Beis HaMikdash now, now people could come and pray that the children should be safe and fighting the wars. So therefore, God didn't want the Beis HaMikdash, has to be totally Lishmi. So that's how we explain. So really, Pirkei Avos is right. You do things l'shem shamayim. Rav Shlomo Kluger says, it doesn't say it was the great highest level of tzedakah. This person's a tzadik gomer because he's giving, he believes in this chus of giving tzedakah. Or we had, no, the lashon was neder zu, because ba'avon nedarim, he's not giving, he's giving because he wants to give in a way that he'll keep it, so therefore his children will stay alive. Or the third explanation, Yechya B'ni means chinach of my children, har omer, I'm saying it so they see that I'm giving tzedakah. Or as Mordechai Bennett says, omer, you're not giving it for that purpose, but you want the ani to feel like you're doing, he's doing you the favor, and therefore, and that's why by David HaMelech couldn't build the base, because he lila shmi, and that's why Yechuli Truma, Dafko over here, you're not being Mahana God, so therefore it has to be, the act has to be cool with Shem Shemayim.